Chicks Against Hunger. And they've sat in the right seats, Anne-Marie, Sherry, and Kim, lined up as the way we have it written here, so we know. Ladies, thanks for coming in. Appreciate it this
morning. Good morning.
Thanks for coming in.
We try to make it easy for you.
Well, I'm glad you've done that. You have your big event. Now, sometimes there's different names for this. This event is called the Event of the Year.
It is the Event of the Year.
And it's coming up.
You do not want to miss this.
On May 22nd, you will be over at Smitty's Place. Now, you've been there a number of years, right?
This will be our seventh.
Great venue. I need you to grab the microphone.
This will be our seventh year.
And over there, Smitty's Place on East Bridge Street in Elyria. It'll be from 6 to 9. This is a fun event that helps raise food and this year it's the Lorain County Office on Aging, right, as well?
That's correct. That's our beneficiary this year. And because of the change in how they get funding, they've really felt the stress. And with their over 1,400 households they serve, over 777 of them include people over the age of 60. So we really wanted to help them out this year.
This event, of course, admission for this is the non-perishable food donation, right? Talk a little bit for those people not familiar how that works. You can bring a food donation, but there's also a little contest that's
There's a big contest for this. You do need to have a non-perishable food donation to get in the door that night, and we will be weighing your donation as you come in. So not you, just your donation. And the person who brings the heaviest donation that night gets a fabulous prize donated by Chicks Against Hunger. And your price of admission of the non-perishable food items gets you some food provided by Smitty's that night. So come on out for a great event and help your community and get some snacks and maybe win some great prizes.
You have raffles and also auctions, Highland Auction, right?
Too? Well, actually, we have about 43 baskets that we're going to be raffling off. And we have, it's not going to be silent auction. They're going to be signature items.
Okay.
You mentioned Lorain County Council on Aging is the beneficiary this year, and you've done other pantries in the past. How do you go through that process to determine which one you want to do on a given year?
It's actually pretty simple. We take a look at what's going on in the community. We look at what's happening, federal-wise, too. And so this year we recognized funding was changing for seniors and with the change of Meals on Wheels. So we really looked at Lorain County Office on Aging, and we wanted to help them out.
If you go to the Chicks Against Hunger Facebook page, you'll get to see a lot of these different baskets. Now, are these baskets put together when the people donate them, or is that something that you guys have to kind of fix up and display?
We do is each person that's on the Chicks Against Hunger committee, they have to drop off the basket to me already prepared, cellophaned, wrapped, and ready to go.
So some people get donations from businesses in the community as far as obtaining the baskets, and then others the committee members pay for them themselves.
Great. Look at this stuff. Wine. There's a lot of food-related
yes.
things for this, right?
or the Chicks Against Hunger.
I guess so as well. Wine, food, cupcake type of things.
Yeah, we also have Lowe's gift cards for the men that are out there. We have haircuts and pampering baskets for the ladies. We have Petites. We have Scentsy Premier Jewelry, Ancestry.com.
That was a new one this year. I'm excited about that.
That's right. And just Heinen's, Olive Scene, a number. As I said, we're
something
at about
for
43 right about now.
I also want to give a shout out to Jim Vandemark. He's always been supportive of us, and he is donating another piece of jewelry this year for one of our signature items.
I see you even have a chair with pillows, an outdoor chair.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Something for everyone. Got to sit down while you're eating.
Yeah. They chose not at this moment to wrap that in cellophane. I don't know,
We don't have bags big enough.
Yeah, but it's just that it's really grown in a sense of what it started as and how many different donations and then sort of the creativity about it.
Not only that, but the amount of food we've raised each year at this event. And again, we really want to thank Smitty's for their generosity in donating their location and food to feed the guests. But this will be our seventh year at Smitty's, and throughout the first 6 years that we've done this, every year has been progressively higher, and we've raised over 22,000 pounds of food at this event alone each year.
And it obviously goes to meet the need.
And right here in our community, right in our own backyard.
Yep. And again, this is coming up on May 22nd from 6 to 9 at Smitty's Place there on 364 East Bridge Street in Elyria. Do you get to use the patio at all? I mean, is that sort
not
of...
Not to correct you, I think it's 368.
Okay. All right. Sorry. Never mind.
Don't send him to the wrong place.
It's all right. I won't blame the people at Lorain County Office on Aging for the release that I'm getting information from there as well.
Hang on, I'm just going to double check that.
But to answer your question,
it's right underneath the giant billboard.
Yes, exactly.
Right there as well.
We do get to use the patio, though, and we actually have a outside tent. So in case the weather is not going to be cooperative, we're still able to be outside and enjoy all the festivities.
What do you like most about doing this?
You know, meeting the people, we meet so many wonderful, generous people. And, you know, we go into this not knowing what to expect. And we are always ending the evening just astonished with how much money we raise and how much food we collect.
Plus the 8 or so of us who are on the Chicks Against Hunger committee putting it together, we spend a lot of time together leading up to this event. But it's always a fun time. We always... just maybe too much fun.
Good thing I like them.
Right. Well, I suppose anytime you put together something that helps others, you always wonder, are there people out there that are going to come to this? Are they going to understand what we're doing? Yeah. But obviously, you've been doing it for a number of years, and it's built on that. And you do realize there are a lot of people out there helping with the same cause that you want.
And we've heard from the end user on this, too, the people who are actually receiving the food that had no other way of getting food to their family. And thankfully, we were able to provide something to the pantry that they use, and they were able to put some meals on the table for their family, and that's ultimately what our goal is.
All right. So get to the store and buy a lot of those non-perishable food items.
Bring heavy ones, too, so you win the weight contest the way in.
And bring those over to Smitty's in Elyria on East Bridge Street. That'll be May 22nd from 6 to 9, and lots of fun, excitement, laughter as well, and it's all for a good cause. Again, it's going to be benefiting the Lorain County Office on Aging. Anne-Marie, Sherry, Kim, thanks for stopping in this morning as well. Appreciate your time.
Thanks for having us.